from WILL's Illinois Newsroom. This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Molning. It's Wednesday, September 29th. Coming up, September is National Suicide Prevention Month. We'll hear from a man who lost his daughter to suicide in 2017 and how he's working to combat suicide year-round. That conversation in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. An Illinois man died of rabies this month, the first case of human rabies in the state since 1954. Hannah Meisel has more.
The Illinois Department of Public Health says a Lake County man in his 80s died about a month after waking up with a bat on his neck in mid-August. The man refused post-exposure treatment for rabies, but several weeks later began experiencing symptoms like neck pain, headache, numbness, and difficulty speaking. He died shortly thereafter, and wildlife experts found a bat colony in his home. The bat who bit him tested positive for rabies. The state's health department says it's the first human case of rabies in Illinois since 1954. Rabies in humans is extremely rare, with only a few cases reported annually in the entire country. Without treatment, rabies is almost always fatal in humans. I'm Hannah Meisel.
Fraternities and campus organizations at the University of Illinois are hoping to educate the public about Hispanic history and culture during Hispanic Heritage Month. Jorge Vasquez is a brother of the Phi Iota Alpha fraternity, which worked with other organizations recently to celebrate Mexican Independence Day with their annual El Grito event.
What El Grito really is, it starts off by a recital of El Grito de Dolores, which is the speech given right before Mexico fought its final battle to earn its independence.
Vasquez says it was beautiful to see students on campus celebrating their culture and sharing what Hispanic heritage means to them. He says there was a bigger turnout this year compared to the most recent El Grito event held in 2019. School board members in Champaign met Monday to discuss a series of incidents and threats involving guns at Centennial High School. Students at the meeting said they don't feel safe coming to school and they want the school board to do something about it. Gwen Skiles of the Illinois Public Media Student Newsroom has more.
Students and parents cheered each other on Monday as they called on the Champaign Unit 4 School Board to create a better crisis response plan. Students and parents at the meeting said they were most concerned about shots being fired near campus while some students were outside on September 15th. Paige Dixon, a junior at Centennial High School, addressed the school board, saying she feared for her life and the lives of others.
If we begin to create a more beloved community, I can stop texting my brothers every time we go on lockdown because I'm afraid that they're dead.
School board members say they have started random metal detector checks and brought law enforcement into the school. I'm Gwen Skiles, Illinois Newsroom.
Champaign County public health officials reported 39 new COVID-19 cases yesterday. The number of active cases has fallen below 550. 18 Champaign County residents are currently hospitalized with the virus. Almost 62% of the county's vaccine-eligible population and nearly 54% of the total population are vaccinated against COVID-19. Still to come, we'll hear from a man who lost his daughter to suicide in 2017 and how he's working to combat suicide through a nonprofit organization. That conversation is coming up next on 217 Today.
The 21st is where Illinois gathers for news, information, and daily conversation on politics, the pandemic, culture, and everything in between. I'm Brian Mackey, inviting you to join the conversation anytime, day or night, by leaving us a voicemail. The number is 217-300-2121, and we might play it on air. Then tune in Monday through Thursday at 11 a.m. on AM 580 and 6 p.m. on FM 90.9.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. September is National Suicide Prevention Month, but for Sebastian Klein, working to combat suicide is a year-round mission. Klein lost his daughter Angel to suicide in 2017. She was just 13. Klein later founded the Angel Forever Foundation in Champaign-Urbana, which seeks to prevent suicide and provide support for parents and teenagers. Farrah Anderson of the Illinois Public Media Student Newsroom spoke with Klein, who says he wants to break the stigma surrounding suicide.
In a nutshell, the foundation was created in 2017 when I lost my daughter, Angel, to suicide. She was just 13 years old, and I knew immediately for a lot of reasons, but mainly because I myself have suffered from mental health issues pretty much my whole life. I'm a suicide attempt survivor, and to lose my own child to something that I've suffered with my whole life was just, you know, it goes without saying, it was beyond profound. You know, the purpose that I'm focused on is teenagers and parents, because I can't save the world. So I had to, you know, really home in on a specific group and helping them and educating and just getting people to realize how important it is to not overlook the things that get overlooked every single day.
And kind of with it being National Suicide Prevention Month, what do you think that people should know more about suicide and how to prevent it kind of in their daily life?
You know, the number one obstacle in suicide prevention is silence. And in order to get people to understand exactly how to get that silence broken, you have to understand stigma. Here in Champaign, I would do speaking events or trainings on a Sunday afternoon, and like five people would show up. And it just goes to show the stigma that mental health is something that we should not talk about.
And is there kind of something specific that you really want to focus on to preventing suicide in the Champaign-Urbana community? Or do you think that there's a specific hurdle that you really think that this community kind of needs to get over in preventing suicide?
Well, I definitely think that it needs to be made more accessible, because still in public schools today, they have their standard, you know, annual person that comes in with, you know, jacket and tie from whatever organization and leaves a bunch of pamphlets and walks out, and maybe some posters get put up in the halls for this month, and then they get taken down and it gets forgotten about. So my personal belief is, if you allow someone like me to come in and speak to a whole group of students on personal experience and telling Angel's story, they can actually identify with it. And I think that is one of the best ways that we can specifically get teenagers to break their silence.
That was Farah Anderson of the IPM Student Newsroom speaking with Sebastian Klein, founder of the Angel Forever Foundation. To learn more about the foundation, visit angelforeverfoundation.org. And if you or someone you know is thinking about suicide, the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline is 800-273-8255. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says sunny and warm again today with a high of 88 degrees. That's all for today. Reporting today contributed by Hannah Meisel, Luis Velasquez, Quinn Skiles, and Farah Anderson. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Molneen. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.